Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thanks, and welcome back on board On the Mark. We're delighted to have you with us again today. We have a hotline number for you, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put in the key phrase OTM before you start your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Check them out on North 4th Street in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, where they specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Saturday from 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles, and they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. Yes, indeed. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a repair garage. They've got all the good stuff down there. They do all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Again, check them out at sunburymotors.com. We have some unfinished business from yesterday, some emails and texts I promised I would get to. Like to keep my promise. Our friend EB says, yesterday, Trump's former lawyer, Jenna Ellis, pleaded guilty in a Georgia court to a felony charge related to her efforts to help overturn the 2020 election. This comes on the heels of two of his other lawyers, Sidney Powell and Kenneth Cheeseborough, also pleading guilty to similar charges. It also came out that Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, was granted immunity in exchange for his testimony to special prosecutor and American hero, Jack Smith. Included in the reporting is that Meadows told Trump the claims of election fraud were bogus and had no evidence to substantiate them. In other words, he knew the election was not stolen. They all knew. Will the MAGA crowd finally admit that the election was not stolen and that Joe Biden won by 7 million votes? Ha! Let me guess. Powell, Cheeseborough, Ellis, and Meadows are all members of the deep state, and this has been part of a plot to bring down Trump all along, right? It's over, Trump cult members. Your guy is definitely going to jail. Thank goodness. That's signed by EB. And in the similar note from our friend Tom, he says, note, Queen's Another One Bites the Dust would be a great background music for this letter. Maybe you could hook up with Rob if you ever read it. Jenna Ellis is the latest of the Trump fake election team to plead guilty. Joining Mr. Cheeseborough, Mr. Scott, Ms. Powell, her tearful confession was quite amusing. Three out of the four were his lawyers, and sticking with his lies that he probably barely knows them or maybe never even heard of them, the Trumpster is in serious peril. D.A. Fannie Willis and the dominoes are perfectly aligned. I would love to hear Fake News Dan, Delirious Dan, and Bongino Bill's opinion. It would be quite amusing. And then our last email from this morning says, Chris is wrong. I have two words, Dodd-Frank. It was Bush, the Democrats, and Dodd-Frank's bill. I'm not certain I get all that meaning, but that's what he said. And then our text department, we had several of those yesterday that were left over. The invasion at the southern border is the number one reason to never give up your guns. Eric wants to make the country vulnerable and more worthless, with more worthless gun laws. Sorry about that. And last fiscal year, 24,000 Chinese military-aged males entered this country along the southern border. Biden has allowed the invasion of the USA. Biden's open border has allowed 3 million illegals into the country last fiscal year, many from terrorist states. And then put Trump back in office is going to kill American hope of freedom. Okay, well, that's a different opinion. And once again, MTG takes the lead on doing what is right. Rashid Tlaib is an anti-Semite and seems to sympathize with Hamas. There, we finished our unfinished business from yesterday. We have a call online. We invite your call. Got a story I want to get to, but I'll take the caller first. Good morning, Stan. What's up this morning? I hope it's not guns again.
Well, it can be if you want it to be.
No, I don't. We didn't go very far with that yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, we might need them, considering World War III is on its way. Iran proxies are constantly shelling and sending rockets and drones into our bases over there in Iraq and Syria. And our dear leader has not responded to it yet. But then again, since they are Iran proxies and he likes to give Iran money to do these things, I don't expect him to respond.
Okay, why not?
Well, because he's their buddy. He's trying to get his nuke deal back into play, you know, with the Iranians, the ones that say, death to America, death to Israel. It's just what we need to do with our commander-in-chief to have him sending more money over to the Iranians.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you've got to admit, he's been very strong in his defense of Israel, very strong.
Has he?
Yes,
has.
And I would be the first one to criticize him.
He's calling for ceasefire because he's afraid the Palestinians might get damaged. I'm sorry. I'm of the scorched earth fraternity. They did what they did. They allowed it to happen in Israel on October 7th. Scorched earth is the only answer to those people understand. They only understand one thing.
Look,
it's time to give it to them.
If it was wrong to kill and behead Israeli children, isn't it equally wrong to do the same thing to Palestinian children?
They're not targeting Palestinian children.
But they're unintended
collateral damage.
Yeah, all right, so that's acceptable.
The Hamas terrorists targeted the families and children of the Israelis.
So the collateral damage to the Israelis justifies retaliation, but the collateral damage to the Palestinians?
No, Joe, they weren't collateral damage. They were the targets.
Okay.
When the Hamas came in, attacked Israel on October 7th, the people were the targets. Okay? They didn't go after the military bases. They went to the people, the villages, and they killed civilians. They were the targets.
So then Israel's justified in doing the same thing to them.
Israel is justified in defending their country and taking Hamas out by any means necessary.
Okay, but that implies, you know, just carte blanche. Just go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Don't be concerned about any humanity or any decency. I think the Israelis are better than that.
Well, they are. And they are, because they have been dropping leaflets telling them to get out. We're going to come in and get rid of Hamas. And I've seen video today of a guy standing in the middle of the street with one of the leaflets that the Israelis dropped. He's tearing it up, basically giving the Israelis the finger.
Yeah, but the Israelis haven't done that. They've displaced thousands of Palestinians.
Haven't done what, Joe?
They haven't invaded in a land war after telling people to get out because they were going to.
Well, you're right. They haven't yet because they're still softening the target, and they're waiting. They're waiting for the people to get out, but Hamas is telling them, stay.
How soft does the target
have to
be?
You will stay in the area.
Hey, yesterday they said they did some 360 airstrikes. They were taking out Hamas command and decision facilities, and they were taking out Hamas leaders, their primary leaders. So how soft does this target have to be?
Well, they let them keep softening. I don't have a problem with that. Do you know how many miles of tunnels are under Gaza City?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure there are many of them. You know, I'm not sticking
hundreds
up.
Hundreds of miles.
I'm not sticking up for Hamas. I'm sticking up for the poor people caught up in any war that are in the middle of it and maybe wouldn't choose to be in the middle of it if they had any say. I mean, it's a sad fact that the Israelis were killed.
I don't want to see those people die.
Well, you just
my goal.
Well, you made it sound like it was.
It's going to take scorched earth to solve the problem. Those people brought it onto themselves. They elected their leaders, which is Hamas, and they don't rise up against them.
Right.
So what's going to happen? They are part of the problem. And if they're too stupid to get out of the way and leave because they've been warned for 2 weeks, the Israelis have been warning them to leave, and they don't, that's on them. Okay? Now, they teach their little kids from the time they're in grammar school to hate Israel, to kill Jews. All right. So what's that mean for the rest of the people? What when they grow up to be adults, what are they going to want to do? They're going to want to kill Jews because that's what they've been trained from birth. See, kids aren't born with hate in their heart.
I agree.
It's taught.
Yeah,
all right. It's taught, and those people are teaching it to their kids. And there's only one way to solve that problem, and it's to eradicate them.
Eradicate the children.
Whether you don't want to hear that or not, that's the only way that problem is going
to
get solved.
To eradicate the children who are being taught these bad things?
No, eradicate the adults.
Well, if the children have already been
taught. And then to get get the children in the retraining camp somewhere. You talk about re-educate. Oh, Hillary talks about people that supported Trump need to go to re-education camps. Maybe the people that want to kill other people, Jews, need to go to re-education camps. What do you think?
I agree with that. I think maybe we should put them there. But the thing is, right now, we're in the middle of this. We're not going to put anybody in any camp. What we've got to deal with is that people are being killed. People are being without water, without food, on both sides, maybe. And it's a tragedy. I mean, let me finish. I don't think that the Israelis brought this on. I know they didn't. So they were forced to do this. And to the extent that they have to defend themselves, I completely agree with you. They have every right to do that. I just think that they're better than indiscriminately bombing people.
They aren't indiscriminately bombing anybody, Joe.
Well, then how are they? How is it that they're just the reporting out of there says that they are attacking? Well, I know they have. I know they have facilities in other places. I just think there's a more surgical way to do it than they're doing it right now. And I don't blame them for what they're doing. I completely support Israel's right to defend itself.
The reports coming out of there saying all these people are dying. You know who's putting those reports out? Approved journalists that Hamas has approved. So it's either toe the Hamas line or get out of Gaza or die.
Okay.
So do you really trust the information coming out of Gaza?
Well, no, I don't. I think they would lie about almost anything. I don't trust their information.
Well, then, Joe, what's the answer? If they're lying to everybody with the reports that are coming out, how do you believe anything they say?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know how you believe anything they say, but I think that, you know, we have a problem here that isn't going to get any better if we, just keep indiscriminately firing off rockets and killing people.
Why does Hamas discriminately fire off rockets? See, Israeli has gone in after targets of that are Hamas. And unfortunately, Hamas puts the targets in schools, in hospitals, in daycares, in mosques. That's where they store their weapons and command centers in those areas.
Hey, listen.
So to take them out, what do you take out?
We got
to
move on. Hey, thank you for your call, Stan. Always appreciate
it. All right,
it.
Just
thank
prepare.
You,
World War III is on the way.
Okay.
Keep your guns, keep your ammo, and you're going to need it. Have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you. Joseph, you're on the mark, but we're not going to talk about Amorites today. If the current topic going on, going back 2000,
okay,
move on.
Okay, Joe. Mention that. I'm totally in agreement with
right now. So this is going to be a lights or not.
We'll
see if we can find some
area. That's Sun Motors. You get a used vehicle mark your test drive online. Harry Motors Kia.
Shouldn't Edge Plans offer plus a network of 30,352
and HMO T-SNP plans with
expertise to treat full options as the thousands of people regear spines and more. Six of evangelical.
We could not put. Then we SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Welcome back to On the Mark, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236, but put OTM at the start of your message. All right, Joseph, now I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about Palestine. They've been indiscriminately firing missiles for over 20 years into Israel. How long would we put up that if Canada or Mexico was firing missiles into the United States without doing something? Number one. And as your first caller said, I'm in total agreement with him. That man's a prophet. And he's right. The World War III is coming. Armageddon is coming. But we're going to go to the Hamas here. You said to San that you thought that Israel was better than that.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, Joe. How about the United States? I thought we were better than that when we firebombed Japan before Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Then we dropped two nukes on them, on citizens, innocent citizens. And what about, you know, the carpet bombing of Germany?
All right, let me tell you why that shows that we are better. Both of those things ultimately save more lives, particularly dropping the atomic bombs on Japan. They were prepared to fanatically resist to the very end.
Yes, of course, right. But do you think that Hamas is going to give up? They haven't given up yet.
No, I
agree.
They
don't want to cease fire. They're still firing. They have to be eradicated. And there's over 300 miles of tunnels under that Gaza Strip. And the other way you can get them out, and innocent people will die. There will be collateral damage. That is war. That's called war. You know, I'm not in favor of war. I'm a pacifist. So all those people that think I'm an Old Testament warlord, no. I believe in turning the other cheek, loving your neighbor, and going the extra mile. But when countries go to war, you got to do something. You got to eliminate the enemy. And that's what Israel wants to do. And as I was talking the other day, they're going to do it. It's prophesied in the scripture that they're going to do it. And maybe not this war, but eventually they're going to take all that land and possess it.
But the things that we did during World War II, I agree with you, are somewhat parallel. But the difference was, in doing them, there were constant debates about whether it was morally right. For example, Curtis LeMay came along with indiscriminate bombing in Europe, and against Japan. And, you know, he was the one that came up with the firebombing because the initial bomb attacks were not working. But it wasn't without objection. And the same thing the British. The British had objections to bombing cities that weren't having a strategic military objective in them.
I'll tell you what they ought to do, and I think British did this in the Second World War, is if you catch an Arab terrorist or a Hamas person, bury them and publicly show this on TV, bury them with hog parts, because then they won't go to heaven and get their 70 dancing girls and all that, virgins. And so that's what I would do. And it showed Israelis dipping their bullets in hog fat for these Hamas. And so if they get shot with them bullets, that's a silver bullet. They're not going to make it into heaven according to their religious foolishness.
Well, I mean, that is their belief, and, you know, so I can't see any harm in using it against them if that's what it takes to strike terror into their hearts or fear into their
because,
hearts.
Because these people drove into the towers. They didn't give their lives for nothing. They thought they were going to heaven right away. And, that's a good deal if you're going to get all those goodies. I mean, you know. But we know that's foolishness, of course.
Well,
the only ones that are going to heaven is those that have their names in the Book of Life.
Right. Well, I think that in this case, religious zealotry is always dangerous, whether it's Christian zealotry, whether it's Jewish zealotry, or whether it's Islamic zealotry.
Joe, look at the Crusades, the Inquisition.
Oh, I agree.
And this was all sponsored via Rome and the papacy.
But that was three, four, five hundred years ago. Have we learned nothing? I mean,
we haven't. And you accuse me wrongly, Joe. You say that Joseph, he calls the church the great whore of Babylon. No, I don't. I said the scripture calls her that. My heavenly father calls her that.
Well, nowhere in the Bible did I ever see the Catholic Church as the great whore of Babylon.
Revelation 17:5, Joe.
Oh, come
on.
It doesn't say anything about the Catholic Church.
It does.
No, it doesn't. I've read it.
Listen, you don't understand.
Oh, that's right. I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
Well,
you understand that all you're
here.
Telling us all, and then the rest of us are stupid. I got it.
I didn't say you're stupid. You're ignorant of that.
Oh, I'm ignorant. Okay. Well, that's just as bad, isn't it?
Well, when you read it and investigate, you just read the scriptures. People read the scriptures superficially, and it says when John saw that great thing called the Great Whore of Babylon, he wondered with great admonition, because futuristically he was seeing the church filling the blood, had the blood of the saints on. How could that be? And it just baffled him, you know, when you read the evidence of what all happened there.
Well, I guess I'll just have to live in my ignorance, Joseph. Hey, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. It's always fun talking to you, even though we don't always agree. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We have an email here from Doug who says, I can't imagine what it's like to be EB, Tom, or some of your lefty callers. They can't stop thinking about Trump or seeing him in jail. Most of us who support Trump don't idolize him in any way. We simply like his America First policy. We don't like Biden or Obama, but there isn't the vicious hatred like there is for Trump from the left and from the media. We know the problems and corruption goes much deeper than one man. I truly feel bad for E.B., Tom, and others who have such hatred for one person and can't see that our country is burning to the ground. Do they truly believe that if somehow they get their wish of Trump in handcuffs and eventually in jail, that all the world's problems would or could be solved? That's signed by Doug. I think you make an excellent point there, Doug. You know, the TDS in some people is mighty strong. And I don't blame people for, and I have some stuff here about Trump again this morning. I watched a report, was fascinating, on MSNBC this morning. If we get time later, I'll share it, but if we get calls, I won't. He was talking about his legal problems, and they were analyzing all the different legal problems that he has. It was an interesting report. But what I really wanted to hit on this morning, just because I'm seeing all this odd behavior, and happens every year, a New Jersey school district canceled official school-wide Halloween celebrations, citing its diversity, equity, and inclusion values for the purported potential for the festival to be offensive to people from various cultural and religious backgrounds. Oh, no. It is? Dr. Ronald G. Taylor, the superintendent of the South Orange and Maplewood School District, sent a letter to families on October 6th explaining why any Halloween celebrations in the district will have to be held after school hours. As you know, our school district is committed to promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion, meaningfully, not just saying the words, but also promoting an inclusive school. Our aim is to build a consistent approach across the district as to how our schools observe and celebrate holidays and special events, Taylor wrote. Each year, questions arise from our families, students, and staff about what our school district schools will be doing regarding Halloween. The district reflected on the following questions, quote, is promoting school-sponsored Halloween activities celebrating indirect or unintentional financial hardships for students and their families? I would suspect that has something to do with whether or not they can afford a costume. Do school-sponsored Halloween activities violate the dignity of some of our students and families, either culturally or religiously? Well, I don't know too many people who go to Halloween things dressed up as a priest or a minister or a nun or something like that. Maybe they do, but still, it's Halloween. Let's see. Does the promotion of school-sponsored Halloween activities create tensions with the equity and access values of our school district? Brother. The superintendent's letter continued, ultimately, it was determined that I know this may make some uncomfortable and elicit some challenges across our community. However, in the end, I feel these recommendations align with our school district's commitment to building equity. On the district's website, another release stated principals were surveyed on whether school-sponsored Halloween celebration should continue or be replaced with a festival that is focused on autumn. They state the principal's overwhelming response favored canceling Halloween celebrations in school. All of us realize that this breaks with the district, with what the district has usually done, and that can be a difficult thing to do sometimes. Dr. Kevin Gilbert, who is the assistant superintendent of Access and Equity. I didn't even know there was such a thing as an assistant superintendent of Access and Equity. Anyway, often working to instill greater equity in our school district begins with recognizing that we cannot do what we have always done. But with this decision, we are taking a step closer to upholding our community's access and equity values. Fox News Digital, and this is a Fox News story, I will admit, reached out to the district for comment and was referred to its previous statement. The district said Halloween was not canceled, but was banned from school hours. We will not have any Halloween-themed events at any schools during school hours. No costumes will be worn during school hours at our schools. And he added, schools can partner with PTAs, HSAs, and other outside organizations to do themed events after school hours. Come on, folks, lighten up. You know, Halloween is not a... satanic ritual. It's maybe it, I don't even think it started out that way. It was all Hallows Night, wasn't it? I have to think somewhere in that neck of the woods. But, I mean, it's sad because people really just get all bent out of shape by this stuff. Kids go around in costumes. They have fun. They get candy. There are things like the trunk-or-treat celebrations, a lot of them, the Halloween parades. And this school district needs to get a checkup from the neck up. Steve, you're on the mark this morning.
Joe, once again, you have decided to come down heavily on one side and ignoring the other. Number one, the Christian right has been anti-Halloween for years. The Christian right thinks, oh, this is all about devils and Satan worship, and they are anti-Halloween. But, of course, you don't mention that. The other thing is, Joe, you know, all you do is you read this stuff from some superintendent. In this day and age, how many kids do you think might come to school dressed as Hamas terrorists or Zionist militias? There is so much, not to mention blackface, etc. Unfortunately, there is so much, I don't know what the word is, so much bad stuff in the world today that people will use Halloween as an opportunity just to make fun, ridicule, draw attention to those, to the political enemies they don't like.
Steve, how many third graders do you think would show up dressed as Hamas terrorists? Not very many.
Yeah. And how many third graders completely pick their own costumes and their mom and dad don't say, listen, how about we wrap a towel around your head and give you a rifle and you can go dressed as an armed terrorist?
Yeah, you can put a small mustache on and go Heil Hitler and walk through the schools too, right? I don't think anybody would permit that. Nobody would permit that. There's common sense involved here, Steve. You're taking a normal Halloween activity that's been going on in school districts and in communities all over the place. How many people walk through the Northumberland Halloween Parade or the Sunbury Halloween Parade dressed as terrorists? None that I know of. None of them in blackface.
But can I, Joe? Listen.
I'm listening.
It is not 1958 anymore. You know, people these days, we are using any opportunity whatsoever to make fun, to ridicule, to draw attention to. Not to mention the fact even you touched on it with your trunk or treat. There are lots of ways to celebrate Halloween without giving people the opportunity to dress as figures that are going to be ridiculed, made fun of, etc.
But they do dress up. The kids go in costumes, and they show common sense and good taste. You know, you're saying there's a problem before we see a problem. You're saying that they could be offensive to people, but could they also not be respectful to people? Could they not dress up like a minion? Could they not dress up like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck or some superhero of some sort?
Well, of course. And you know, Joe, 80%, probably more, probably do that. But you know, the idea of, you know, you took this issue of Halloween and you read this a piece from the superintendent. I didn't hear anything else but why he made that decision.
They explain why they made it. They're worried about, they're committed to promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion meaningfully, not just saying the words, but also promoting an inclusive school.
Right. And, you know, Halloween is just, like I say, unfortunately, and it is unfortunate, Joe, I agree with you that it is terribly unfortunate that we have taken so many of these occasions and involved politics into them. We've got the holiday season coming up,
right?
And now we've got to be concerned about how do we greet people during the holiday season? You know, if I want to say happy holidays, oh, my gosh, all of a sudden I'm anti-Christmas. Somebody else will say, if you say Merry Christmas, you're excluding people who don't celebrate Christmas.
So what, we used to be tolerant of other people. If somebody came up to me and said, if a Jewish friend came up to me and said, Happy Hanukkah, what am I going to do? Oh, I'm offended by that. I appreciate the fact that they wish me well.
Sure, sure.
And why are we so offended by everything today? I mean, everything is an offense. Everything is a slight to somebody. We are headed for such a bland society that nobody dares say anything, speak any
Pretty
word.
Much.
I mean, it's ridiculous. You want to live like that? I don't.
You read that email. You read that email from the guy who jumped all over people from the left because of their anti-Donald Trump stance. And but of course, at the end of it, he had to say something about the world is burning down around us, and the progressives or liberals don't seem to care. You know, Joe, maybe you need to get your eyes opened up and wake up and see what the world around us is like.
Well, I've already been called ignorant and stupid by one of our callers because I don't understand the biblical implications.
I would never call you stupid or ignorant, Joe.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
I know you call me a few other things.
Right. You know, but the sad thing is, this is sad. There is so much divisiveness in this world, so much divisiveness in our country. And let's face it, people are using it just to jump all over everybody else, you know, make a comment that maybe is not pro-Trump, and right away you've got this Trump, anti-Trump syndrome or something.
Hey, listen, Steve, we'll give you the last word because I've got two more callers and I've got to take a break here.
No, my last word, Joe, is simply Happy Halloween.
And Merry Christmas to you, Steve. Thanks a lot. 570-743-9565. That's our hotline number. Shirley and Dan, hang on. We have to take a very quick break, but we'll be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
If you're not using the Giant app, then you're grocery shopping in the past and missing out on all of Giant's awesome exclusive offers, tubular digital coupons, and righteous rewards. And the best part? It's all right on your phone, but not the kind with an antenna that you keep in a neon green fanny pack. So get with the times. Get the Giant app and get saving. It's pretty, well, rad. Giant, for today's table.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. 570-743-9565 is our hotline number. Shirley, thank you for your patience. You're on the mark.
Yes. The reason I'm calling in this morning is I haven't heard one of you Republicans bring up what's going on down there in Congress. That really surprises me.
Well, you must not have
heard. I watched C-SPAN, and I watch MSNBC, I watch CNN, I watch all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they they were in private session and got a man from a congressman from Minnesota to be voted on. So lo and behold, Donald Trump has stuck his nose in and told them, "Oh, well, that would be the worst man that you could even consider." So I'm telling you, Republicans, Donald Trump, if you vote him in there to be our president, he's going to be a dictator. There's no doubt in my mind that he is a dictator. And I'm just so upset with, you wonder why we don't like Donald Trump, because if things don't go his way, they're not going to go anybody's way. And that is a dictator.
Well,
I'm sorry.
No, you have a point. I think he certainly doesn't like or tolerate independent thought or other people's opinions. I mean, he comes down on them pretty hard if he disagrees with them, or if they disagree with him, for that matter.
Well, don't everybody realize what he's doing to our country? Every day you hear Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. You know, our country was a good country before he became on the scene. He put neighbor against neighbor. He put cousins against cousins with his didos. They love him so much. I can't for the life of me understand why the Republicans love Donald Trump. It is just boggles my mind, because that man, he doesn't have a decent bone in his body. And I'm sorry, I don't hear anybody talking about what's going on in Congress.
Well, actually, we did on Monday or Tuesday. We had Scott McFarland, CBS's Capitol Hill correspondent who covers Congress. We had him on the show talking about the next steps and where it was likely to go. You know, sometimes the people drive the content of this program. I'm willing to talk about anything. So when we open up the phones, the last 2 days, people want to talk about guns. Today, we're talking about Israel and Hamas and that war, and now Halloween. So, I mean, you folks dictated. If you call, if you don't hear a topic you want to hear, you call in, Shirley, and you tell us, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. I like to hear some of you Republicans call in and give me opinion what you think about what's going on in Congress.
I think
it's about time they elect a Speaker of the House.
I agree. I'm a lifelong Republican. It looks like a clown show to me. So there you
absolutely,
go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But well, anyhow, I just wanted to tell you my opinion, why I don't like Donald Trump.
Fair enough.
He'd go away. I wish a genie would come along and go poof, and he would disappear.
Well, all you need is a magic lantern, rub it, and get a couple of wishes from the genie. Hey, Shirley, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Call us again. Take care.
Okay.
Bye. 570-743-9565. One of our emailers says, "Steve, telling you to open your eyes is laughable. Every time he guests on the show, someone mentions a current event that he hasn't heard about. Pot, meat kettle." And then one of our other emailers says, "We can't celebrate Christmas or Easter, so let's celebrate Halloween. How about sticking to reading and comprehending what you're reading, math and spelling, gym, geography, American and world history, art, banking, teach them all a skill. Fill schools with up to 6 hours of something that will actually help them through life and celebrate holidays. Home is the place to do that." And our final emailer on the topic says, let's see, "Joe, your expectations are high on the side of Jewish leadership, but your expectations aren't for Gaza so much. You expect the Jewish leadership to choose a higher way. They have for years and years. When I heard that they were attacking on October 7th, I thought, okay, again. Then I heard this time it was horrible. Yes, I agree, it isn't the Gaza people. They have the same problems as the Jewish people. No one wants them either. But the adults voted in Hamas leadership. Gaza adults want all of the land and Jewish people gone." Okay, Dan, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm in agreement with the school official that won't allow Halloween in the school. That's a step in the right direction.
Ridiculous. What's wrong with it?
All Halloween is teaching people to accept magic demons,
come on,
goblins,
Dan,
all that outside.
How many people come to your door dressed as a goblin or a demon? I've been doing Halloween for years. No one's ever come to my door dressed as a goblin or a demon.
They dress up and scout. Look, right near me, there's a house. They have their whole yard decorated supernatural beings, skeletons, all emphasizing the dark side of humanity.
What's a dark side about a skeleton? Isn't that what something inside of all of us? How is that dark?
It's dark because it's presenting a life after life that's on Earth.
Well, you lost me on that one. Why is this bad?
Once someone dies, they cannot return back to Earth.
A skeleton isn't returning to Earth. It's what's left of a person.
That's what it's representing, Joey. You know that, and I know it. They're representing coming back in a different form. You listen, they have these weird voices over here, like demons talking, and it's a softening up.
So
of
should we ban every horror movie that ever was made because
it
they have
heard anything? Hey, they're terrible. You know, look at Rosemary's Baby.
That was a great movie and a great book. I saw the movie and read the book.
I would not go to see that. No way. That is demonism at its worst, and you know it.
No, I don't know it. What I know is somebody wrote a very good, scary book, and if you want to be scared, isn't the supernatural something that scares people? Isn't that good? It tends to drive them in another direction.
It's not good at all, Joe.
Do you believe that Rosemary's Baby was a true story?
It was based on a true story.
Well, I don't recall the devil having sex with somebody here on Earth and producing a spawn.
Yeah, this is Joe. Now, you're going to get mad at me.
No, go ahead. I won't get mad at you.
Joe,
no, I'm not getting mad.
The only way to understand demonism is to read your holy Bible. Read it, and you'll see that I'm not off my rocker. You'll see it, Joe. I can't emphasize.
But this isn't the intent of it. You know, God isn't stupid. He doesn't assume that because a kid dresses up like Mickey Mouse that he's promoting Satanism. It's a fun event for kids. What about these Halloween parades? Why aren't you out there, Dan, standing in the middle of the road and stopping them?
It's not my. I have nothing to do with it. It doesn't.
Well, if it's so terrible,
world,
you ought to be out there
the
stopping it.
The world's going to do what the world's going to do despite what Dan from New Berlin says. They really pay attention to me. Like, people listen to this show really listen to me. You know they don't. I think they think sometimes I'm sort of a kook because I like Trump, love the Lord, love the Bible, and I'll stick up for it,
you're right in a free society, and I don't fault you for that. But you know, we're here talking about a fun event for kids. We have kids doing dangerous, bad things from time to time. Here's a chance for kids to dress up in a costume, have fun, get some candy, and you know, just show off, if you will. My grandson's 5 years old. His church-based preschool has a Halloween party. Are these all satanic people in these churches that do
this? You tell you the truth, Joe, they just because it's in a church don't make it right, and they're ignorant of the scripture.
More ignorance, okay.
No, it's the truth, Joe. I just have to say what is, and I knew a gentleman, I worked with him. He wasn't mean, he was a nice guy, but he was into Satanism. Every year he went up to Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween, spent the time up there and came back every year. And he was deeply into Satanism.
Okay, but these aren't children at a Halloween party. You're talking about adults here. I'm talking about children and kids having fun and doing something wholesome and entertaining. You know, I'm not talking about an adult who chooses to worship Satan. That's an entirely different thing. I wouldn't want him coming to my door saying trick or treat either.
No,
but kids.
If you would know him, Joe, he treated everybody well. Just because he's nice, openly, all that doesn't. Satan doesn't always appear as evil. What I'm saying is it softens up kids to later on, not near all of them are going to go into Satanism because they celebrated Halloween.
Yeah, my son and daughter.
There's always that softening up of a few.
So, in
you
other words,
up the idea of evil.
Aren't they likely, if they were susceptible to this stuff in the first place, Dan, aren't they likely still susceptible to it? Hey, we got to move on. I got two more callers, and I've got to take a break. 570-743-9565. We will take our final break of the day. We have two calls pending, some emails, and some texts.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Bust it.
Papa John's and Shaq are at it again with the Shaq-a-roni.
It's a simple recipe. We take everything you love, and we build it bigger.
Just look at those huge, foldable Shaq-sized slices loaded with extra cheese.
Topped with extra pepperoni.
Okay, it's a big pizza with a big impact because Papa John's donates $1 from every Shaq-a-roni sold to the Papa John's Foundation.
Pizza gets bigger when you Shaq-a-roni.
Only at Papa John's.
Call Papa John's in Sealands Grove at 570-743-7474.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Okay, welcome back. We have two calls. Well, we'll try and get to both of them, but Joe has been, from Williamsport, has been hanging on here. Good morning, Joe. You're on the mark.
Hey, Joe, good morning. How you doing?
Hanging in there. How about you, buddy?
Not too bad. Hey, I just wanted to follow up. I turned on, I was listening to Shirley, and I have to disagree with what she said. I don't think either political party, you're going to get somebody in there that's going to turn into a dictator. I think we've got measures in place in this country that would never happen. Whatever party, what side you're on, I don't think Donald Trump was anywhere near a dictator, nor, and what she described about Donald Trump is not much different than you can describe Joe Biden. He does what he wants to do, and he doesn't take no for an answer. These people we have in these positions are in position for a reason. They all have egos, and they're not used to somebody telling them no.
You're right. I couldn't agree with you more. But, Joe, don't you think that what Trump does that disturbs me is he appointed these people to high positions in government. And, you know, then they say something about him negatively afterwards, and suddenly they were stupid, low, they were, I forget what he called them, demented, deranged, things like that.
Well,
that's not normal behavior.
I agree with you, Joe. But, look, we're talking about Donald Trump. He got into the position he did by literally probably walking all over people.
Yeah, we're right.
And that's what he's used to. And I think a lot of people in those positions are. And when you try to put constraints on them, they're not used to it. And if somebody talked bad to him in the corporate world, guess what? They're probably fired.
Yeah, well, they probably are. They're his employees, and they say something he doesn't like. He has every right to fire them. It's employment at will or a contract. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think, you know, what she was talking about Donald Trump, you know, pitting neighbor against neighbor, and I don't think it was the man. I think people in this country are just to the point where they've been divided for quite a while. And I don't think one man, nor should one man, cause that division. I think people need to look inside themselves. And we're at the point now, is this the best we can do with either political party?
Well, I agree with you there.
Candidate?
Yep, I agree with you there.
Money's the driving force. And there's probably a lot of good candidates that are out there, just don't have the money.
Well, you're right about that, Joe. Hey, call back earlier in the day and we'll get more time. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate your call, Joe. And, Joseph, you don't get your extra minute because we're out of time. We always take people who haven't called before in the program first. We'll be back tomorrow with more of On the Mark. We invite your calls and participation then. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. This is WKOK.